Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it would seem good to be seated, and let's look into the Word of God just a little bit here tonight. In the time that we have remaining, I have a scripture that I want to share with you. I don't know that I'm going to be sharing the entire message with you tonight, but I'm going to share this word with you that I felt like is a word in season, at least for some people. It's also the good word of God that will bless all of us. And so, you know, you can find your place in Acts chapter 19, verse 21. Acts chapter 19, verse 21. You know, we're in this first month of the year. People have made resolutions. People have made their wish lists. They've set goals and things of that nature. And it's actually a time of transitioning, I believe, from what was to that which God has for us. How many of you know there's some things that you're going to leave behind? How many of you know that there's some things that you're anticipating receiving or moving into in this new year? How many of you glad about that? Praise the Lord. How many of you know that God's working in your life, bringing you along step by step in His plan, moving you forward into what He has for you? Now, it's a time for us to let go. Everybody say, let go. Let go and move forward into the plan of God. Many of us, the Lord has spoken to us about some things for this year and in the time to come. And so in Acts chapter 19, verse 21, this scripture has been something that I've been meditating on for some time now. He says here, when this is talking about the Apostle Paul, when these things were accomplished, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I've been there, I must also see Rome. And so this phrase that is in there called, where it says here, Paul purposed in the Spirit. Paul purposed in the Spirit. So that phrase caught my attention because it's a bit unusual. It's more, it seems to be more than just a decision he made. It's more than just something that he thought up or a desire of his own. It seems something that came out of the midst of him, out of the depths of his heart that he did. But I noticed in particular that he was at Ephesus at this particular moment. And the church there had been doing really well. Actually, it's probably one of the highlights of Paul's career was the church at Ephesus. And one of the larger churches in that area. And in many ways, many good things had happened to Paul. He had some challenges there, but he overcame them. And it says, if you look in verse 9, Acts chapter 19, verse 18 and 20, it says this, leading up to verse 21, it says, and many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. Now listen to this. And so the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. And so we see that Paul is enjoying ministry there. Great things are happening. The will of God is happening at that place. And so after, it says, when these things had been accomplished. Now that's a real key phrase right there, leading up to Paul purposed in the Spirit. When these things had been accomplished. You know, timing is so important in transition. Timing is so important in transition. Listen to me. I know people want to bail out when there's problems. And how many of you know when you get in the middle of some problems, you know, any place else looks better. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to encourage you that running is not the answer. Just getting away from your problems is not the answer. Matter of fact, I'll say this so I don't forget it. anytime the devil can move you by problems, he'll do it again and again. And he'll kick you like you ever see, you ever walk down the street and there's a rock laying there and you just kind of kicked it along? That's what he'll do to you. That's what he'll do to you. He'll just move you along, manipulate you. If he can ever get you running because of problems, because of circumstances, or because of something else, I'm telling you, he'll have you on the run. He'll make that circumstance happen again. He'll bring up something else, and he'll cause you to go. But see, here's the thing. Paul finished well in Ephesus. He finished well in Ephesus before he left. Then he left. Do you understand what I mean? He finished well. Listen to me, timing is so important. And one of the keys of right timing is that you're able to move forward in the plan of God, not because of problems that where you were, but because you finished well and these things were accomplished. Amen? And so we then come to this phrase, Paul purposed in the Spirit. Let me read that to you from some other translations. The Living Bible says he felt impelled by the Holy Spirit. The English Standard Version says he resolved in the Spirit. Phillips New Testament says it this way now. He says he set his heart. New Testament for everyone says he decided in his spirit. The World English Bible says he determined in the Spirit. The Common English Bible says he was guided by the Spirit. And the Complete Jewish Bible says he decided by the Spirit. So we see then this, we get this idea then that Paul made this decision in his heart in cooperation with the direction of the Holy Spirit. Come on now. And so it came about as he was listening to God, and as he was being sensitive to the Holy Spirit on the inside. Amen. And so Paul did not just make a mental decision. He didn't just move because of something he wanted to do. He didn't just say, well, I always wanted to go to Jerusalem. I think now I'm going to go do it. He didn't announce his retirement at Ephesus and say, well, I'm going to retire from pastoring here, and so I'm going to go to Ephesus. I'm going to go to Jerusalem now. I've always wanted to go there. Just, you know. Retiring's fine if that's what you want to do. Just make sure you got the will of God done. All right. I can tell. Okay. All right. And so when he said the word purposed right there, it's a word, it's a Greek word that means to fix, it means to set, it means to establish, to put in place, or to have something in place in his heart. And so Paul had something in his spirit. You ever have something down in the heart? And it's one thing to have that there. It's another thing to get that thing settled in your heart. Amen. It's kind of like over in Luke chapter 9, verse 51. Luke chapter 9, verse 51, we find this interesting scripture about Jesus. When the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly... he turned resolutely his face to go to Jerusalem. In other words, there was something more than just a mental something going on mentally. He determined the will of God, and he steadfastly turned in that direction. Folks, there is a will of God, not just for preachers. There's a will of God for every person. And there comes a point in time, folks, now I can just tell that just the way it's coming up in my spirit, and that is, this is specifically for somebody. There comes a point in time when you need to establish some things in your heart. You need to get some things settled. And it's time to get that. Don't just know it's down in there. But you need to do something with that. You need to get that thing settled inside your heart and determine that's the direction you're going. Don't just sit there and think, well, you know, I know, Lord, you spoke to me. I know, Lord, I know. Well, someday, you know, I'm hopeful it'll work out, you know. Or, Lord, don't bother me. Everything's good where I'm at. Well, it was good for Paul at Ephesus. Probably as good as it ever went without the least amount of trouble at that point. And yet he purposed in his spirit about something. He had something in his spirit, and he purposed that he was going to go do that. Now, what's interesting is what really happened after that. And we need to recognize, listen to this. If you look at the rest of the verse, you'll see when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia to go to Jerusalem, saying that he needed also to go see Rome. Now listen to me. There are some, do you notice what he said? What he did? When he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia. Folks, listen to me. If you really want the plan of God for your life, you're going to have to pass through some things. There's some opportunities going to come up your way. There's the enemy will bring up some opportunities, and he's going to tell you, look at that. Look at that. This would be good. Settle for that. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. You got the purpose in your heart. You got to set your face toward the will of God for your life. And you can't let anybody talk you out of that. Because listen to me. People always have their opinions about what they think you ought to be doing. Amen. And so folks, listen to me. And then there's times when people will think they have, they think they have the direction from God for you, and it's good, you know, when the Lord does that. But there are times when I'm convinced the east wind blows, and the same east wind that brought Mary Poppins in to the Banks family is the same thing that moves in some people's lives and causes them to say some things. I don't know. That's just me. That's just mine. Do you understand what I mean? And a lot of people mean well, but folks, you can't go around chasing a word. I said you can't go around chasing a word. Sometimes words will come. So now see, that brings up this point that some of you were hoping that you would get called out and get a word tonight. Well, if that would be the Lord's will, then he would have let me know. But I obeyed, and the Lord spoke to me and told me about these people that we ministered to. Now, what did we do? I didn't. Now listen to me. Did you notice there was no deep revelation? What we spoke typically confirms what's already in the heart, and kind of helps them to make adjustments and things based on what they already know in their heart. Amen? So that's, do you see what I'm saying? So listen to me. Sometimes people mean well, and they want to tell you what the will of God is, and they want to give you direction when God really said he wants to give you direction himself. And look at this. And so Paul said later in Acts chapter 20, verse 20 through 24, and see now, he said, verse 22, he says, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, and not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except, look at verse 23, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. Verse 24, but none of these things move me. Nor do I count my life dear to myself, that I may finish my race with joy in the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. So Paul knew this. He says he was bound in the Spirit to go to Jerusalem, or compelled in his heart to go that direction. Things were good at Ephesus. Things were going well, but yet God spoke to him, get to Jerusalem. Go to Jerusalem. That was in his heart. It's kind of like this. You ever been praying about some things and there's only one thing that comes up every time you pray? Well, take a look at that. Take a good look at that and ponder, why, Lord, are you bringing that up all the time? What are you trying to tell me about that? Get that clear in your own spirit and so forth. But now listen to me. He said, notice it said, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city. That's in verse 23. How did the Holy Spirit testify in every city? Well, there were believers there. Believers there telling him what they picked up in the Spirit. And so, Acts chapter 21, verse 4, it goes even further. We know this, that Paul said in Acts chapter 20 that he was aware that there were chains and tribulations awaiting him there. He'd probably be arrested. There were going to be difficulties. He's going to have some hard times. It says he wasn't moved from the plan of God, even when others told him what would happen. Verse 21, verse 4. And finding disciples, says we, the writers, Luke was evidently with Paul at that time. It says, we stayed there 7 days, and they told Paul. Now listen to this. This is where the confusion gets in sometimes. That Paul, through the Spirit, they told Paul through the Spirit not to go up to Jerusalem. Now, what's that? Listen to me. That seems to be in direct opposition to what we've read up to this point. Let me read it to you in a different translation. Another translation says it this way. They warned Paul not to go to Jerusalem because of what the Spirit had said, had told them. So listen to me. It's very easy to get something, a knowledge about something, and put the wrong interpretation on it. There are times when people in the will of God, how many of you found out the will of God is not free of problems? You know what I'm saying? And so maybe somebody needs to hear this tonight. Stop looking for the problem-free zone, because that would mean that you would go to heaven. Isn't that right? This side of heaven, there'll be problems, tribulations. There are going to be difficulties and things of that nature. There'll be challenges, okay? But what did he say here? Here's what people do sometimes. Now, you know that we're not to believe for problems, and we know this. I firmly believe this in my heart, that God is not sending problems, that I'm going to send William some problems. I just perceive that he needs more problems. And so I'm going to dump a truckload on him, see what he'll do with that. I tell you, he did pretty good up to now. Let's see what he'll do with a truckload. He's rebuking that silently right now. But here's what happens. Sometimes, listen to me, sometimes if we're not careful, when the Lord warns us of something ahead, it's not going to be easy, or that there's a difficulty. I remember years ago when Brother Hagin laid hands on me during my ordination. The Lord spoke to me, and he said, the attack will come. But he said, I'll get you through it. And I'm glad he spoke that to me. The attack did come, and I thought, well, I thought I was prepared for it. I'm telling you, it was more than I could have imagined. But he got me ready for it. But here's the thing. How many of you know God didn't bring the attack, but he helped me through the attack? Now, how many of you would prefer to not be where the attack is, where the problem is, and say, Lord, aren't you big enough? Maybe you're like I used to be. I used to tell the Lord, I said, now, aren't you big enough to just take me around that? Just make the problem go away. Don't. Why are you taking me? Why is the route going through these problems? And the Lord spoke to me years ago, and he said this. He said, I'm the same God that can make the problem go away. I can take you around the problem, or I can take you straight through it. I'm the same God. I'm just as much God no matter what. And I want to tell you something. Sometimes we have preference of what we want, and it causes us to put an interpretation on something the Spirit of God tells us, and we try to take a different path than what God told us. Paul was not moved by what the interpretation that the others put on what the Spirit had told them. The Spirit had said, Paul said, here's what Paul said that the Spirit has said. He said he testified that there would be chains and tribulations. So that's what the Spirit said. Okay? But, now listen to me. We know that's true because in Acts chapter 21, verse 10 through 14, we see the prophet Agabus came down from Judea, and when he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And so now when we heard these things, both we and those from that place pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Paul said, what do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And so when he would not be persuaded, we ceased saying, the will of the Lord be done. So what did he say there? Well, Agabus told him, said, same thing had been happening. He said, the man who owns this belt, they're going to take you captive. They're going to arrest you. They're going to bind you, and you'll lose your freedom. And so everybody assumed that can't be the will of God. Don't get quiet on me right now. I didn't tell you to go to Jerusalem and get bound by the Spirit. You're bound in chain. Listen to me. I'm just saying, don't be afraid of the difficulties. Did you notice that God took care of Paul everywhere he went? Whether it was difficult or whether it was easy. Come on now. Too many times we're just too afraid of what might of the problems. We prefer this or we prefer that. God, don't you? I'd prefer this route over here. You know, you're sending me to where? You know, kind of thing. Why are you making me do this? Why do I have to deal with this problem? Can't you make it go away? Where's your wand? You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm sorry, but life is not a TV show. Life is not anything like that. I want to encourage you tonight. Purpose in your heart. Stand with me to your feet. This is as far as I'm going to go. Purpose in your heart to follow whatever God told you to do. Whatever God told you to do. There'll be a right time for it. I'm not telling you just jump up and go do it. But notice the timing. And notice that you have to get something settled in your heart. Let me read these to you, and this will help you. Here's what we need to do. Discern what the Holy Spirit is saying through the Word and the Spirit. Number two, decide to finish well where you're at. Number three, determine in your spirit to obey what the Holy Spirit has told you. And finally, the last one, don't be moved by others who want to give direction or by the prospect of difficulties. Commit ourselves to the will of God. Not our will, but your will be done, Lord. Whatever you say, Lord. Don't try to just go around every problem. Don't play dodgeball with the problems of life. Let God guide you. Let me tell you something. Every person who's gone through difficulties, listen to me, you can testify if you want to as soon as I get done saying it. Every time that God got you through difficulties, not only did you get victory over that, but you changed as well for the better, didn't you? Didn't God help you? Come on, somebody testify right now. Didn't you come out on the other side of it better than what you were before? Didn't you come out stronger than what you were before? Listen to me. Don't be afraid of the problems. Brother Sumrall said this. They said this about him, that he dearly loved a storm, a problem. And he'd lean forward into it. with anticipation because he knew that on the other side he would be higher. He would come out of it higher than what he was before. You're going into it. Glory to God. That God was going to lift him up and help him to be stronger and move forward in a greater way. I want to tell you something. Let us be having an attitude of faith that would lift us higher, higher. Anticipate we're going higher. We may be going through some trouble, but God is bringing us through. We're moving up higher. We're going to do more. We're going to be enlarged. We're going to have a greater ability to believe God. We're going to have a greater capacity for ministry. We're going to have the gifts of God developed to a greater degree than ever before, and we'll be able to be dependent upon the grace and the mercy of God in a much greater way. It'll be more of Him and not less of me. It'll be a greater anointing that'll be on the other side of it, that we may be able to do what God said to do in a much easier flow than what it was before. Hallelujah. Come on now, worship the Lord and thank Him right now for the plan of God, whatever it might be. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Jim's right here tonight. He would tell you this: I didn't get done what I got done being afraid of problems. Problems came. But I want to tell you something. God took care of some of them. God took you around some of them, warned you ahead of time. But there were some of them He took you right through. Don't be afraid of it. The grace of God is greater than anything you'll ever encounter. The hand of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Upon you. Thank Him right now. Thank Him right now. Just thank Him right now. Just thank Him right now. Hallelujah. 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 Just thank Him right now. Thank Him for the plan of God. Thank Him for the plan of God. Thank Him for the plan of God. Thank Him for the will of God. Hallelujah. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. In your spirit, take hold of it right now. Thank you, Lord. I got it. I'm moving. I'm settling some things in my heart. Hallelujah. Some of you need to make a decision right now that you're going to stop trying to leave where you're at right now, and you're going to finish well where you're at. Just lift your hands and thank Him right now. I'm going to finish well. I'm going to finish well. I'm going to finish well. I'm not running from problem. Dig your heels in and say, I'm taking my stand. We're not going to run from the problems in Jesus' name. But we're going to come through this victorious in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When these things got accomplished. Amen. Hallelujah. Then you purpose in your spirit to go do some things, whatever else the Lord tells you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Did I not say that I hold your hand and I'm walking with you? And shall I not walk with you and go through the fire and go through the water? But hey, I shall bring you through, and that shall be unharmed, and you shall come forth in a new way, says the Lord, and you'll be that instrument that I will be able to use in greater fashion than before. So don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just had that come up in my spirit. I don't even know if that was a prophecy, but it came up in my spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Laugh at your problems. Just take a little laugh at it. Laugh at lack. Laugh at sickness. Laugh at disease. Laugh at conflict. Laugh at the obstacle. Laugh at the opposition. Hallelujah. We got the victory. Amen. How many of you got the victory? Yeah, glory to God. Woo. Amen. All right, we got the prayer team coming. I finally got it out of my heart what we had tonight. So, glory to God. I hope it blessed you. I hope it helped you. I know some of it stirred you up. Some of you settled you down. Just whatever you needed worked in your life. Amen. At this point, isn't that right? How many of you have ever needed to get stirred up? How many of you ever had to get settled down? Rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Say amen. Glory to God.